My friends, Finn's Revolution with you on WUSB Stony Brook, right here on these airwaves, and 90.1 FM. And tonight we're going to have Grant Curry with us from Flood Twin, brand new record, super rockin' and super cool sounding. And then after that, our good friend Sarah McQuaid shall be discussing her brand new live, ethereal, gorgeous, beautiful new record. Stay tuned. This song is brand new from Flood Twin, right here on WUSB Stony Brook. Yeah, brand new from Flood Twin on their self-titled release, Flood Twin, and that's called Silence. And in just a few moments, the bass player and key songwriter and vocalist for the band shall be joining us live on the air. We're going to hear something else from Flood Twin right now. This is called Break Your Heart from the new release, self-titled Flood Twin. Grant Curry up right after this tune. Yeah, that's right. Break Your Heart from Flood Twin, and we are lucky enough right now to have Mr. Grant Curry on the line with us, bass player, songwriter, singer, all the above. And Grant, are you there? Can you hear us?
I am. I can hear you fine, Finn. I also want you to know that we're fortunate to have our drummer Sterling here with us.
Oh, great. Hi, Sterling. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Welcome to WUSB Stony Brook.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, the rhythm section, I guess, is really tight.
Yes, indeed.
So let's chat a bit about how this project came together. This is the first time you guys are on this show, and I want to learn a little too. So talk about how you guys got together initially.
Okay. Well, first of all, thanks for having us. We really appreciate it. Being the independent artists that we are and choose to be, getting to communicate with stations like you is important to us, and we appreciate it. Sterling and I are both from New Orleans, and we had played together back in the 90s, toured a bit of the world together, and fast forward 2 years later, Sterling lives up in Jersey. I'm here in Atlanta, and Hurricane Katrina ran me out of New Orleans, and I've been here for a while, and I initially started putting this project together with J. Leslie Hedberg, our guitarist, and I'd been writing some stuff for a while and brought Jay in, and the stuff really started to accelerate and grow, and then when it was time to try and round out the trio, I called Sterling and let him know what we were doing, and he came down to audition, and we kind of had one of those, two songs in, knowing right away that it was a great fit. And so Sterling and I, it's really nice for he and I to be working together again after all these years.
Yeah, that is a good thing. And obviously you guys knew you were tight to begin with. So that's great. So that's exciting when you get to work with somebody from the past and everything still clicks and it's automatic, right?
Yep. Well, Grant was the best man in my first wedding. The marriage didn't last, but our friendship has survived.
So Grant hasn't always been right. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, he didn't pick her. I did. Sterling made that choice. That was me.
Okay. So this project, you guys are playing. You guys have put stuff out before this. Right, you've had a few releases before this, not as full albums, no. But some releases. No,
not as Flood Twin. No.
Oh, okay. I thought I saw some singles posted and stuff like that earlier.
But... No, we did release a single just before releasing the LP.
Okay,
but no, this is the very first Flood Twin release.
Super exciting, right? What kind of? And it just came out officially. What, last week?
Just last week.
Yeah, that's exciting. You getting some buzz about it?
Actually, say we're getting a real healthy buzz about it, and have seen some journalists who've actually really dug into it, and seemed like the record meant enough to them that they really explored it and had some very interesting things to say about the album. So we're certainly pleased that it's really engaging some people. I mean, we don't expect it to reach everybody. It's not that kind of record. It's not that kind of band. We're going to find a niche audience, but it seems like we're finding them.
Yeah, and the groove is strong. You have, even though the songs are very diverse, there's a sound that's very consistent. Did you seek out getting that sound specifically as you were writing?
Well, I would say that the thing that was bound to happen was that the entire record was going to have a minimal quality to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I write. That's how I work in a visual artistic medium. There's just not much going on in the songs. And, in addition to it just being a three-piece, it's It's just super minimal, and there's a lot of negative space on the record, and I think it's that negative space that helps make it fairly powerful at moments.
Yeah, it's got a lot of there's a lot of distance in different songs where you get these different feelings, and I mean we just heard Break Your Heart, and that's certainly a prime example of that. And but I like the way you guys are bringing different feels to songs, but still keeping it stripped down, and that's an impressive thing. Not because it's easy to say let's build this up, you know, but as a band,
yeah,
you know?
we're always trying to strip things back. I mean,
right?
It's not unusual for us to peel back a couple layers to reach the the end of a composition. And certainly there's some interesting influences on the record from, post-punk era of, like, say, 1978 to 82. And and then there's some kind of classic R&B influence, even though we're nothing like an R&B band, but there is some rhythmic influence there. And the way that we appropriate like the rhythm section, the way that we appropriate, and there's dub influence on it. So,
yeah, it's a great sound, completely great sound, and I love how all the levels within that space just have a great presence about them. I don't know how to describe it really, but that's how it sounds to me. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like it's just strong throughout, but you know, within the spaces, and there's no like little faded off notes. Everything is a punch.
Well, that's actually a lot of that is because we do go so minimal, and do try to strip things back down to its purest essence, so that there's a lot of space in there, so when something does happen, it has impact. And the idea is to keep it, to allow, it's almost like the music is suggestive. We want it to be suggestive. We want there to be space and ambiguity for people to allow themselves to feel into the songs. And you can't really do that effectively if you're layering all kinds of stuff into the music. You have to give room for feelings to breathe in the music, and I think that's something we try to achieve. I think we were pretty good at that with this record.
I think you guys nailed it. Let's talk about the song structures and the songwriting. Some of them obviously also very bare, and but evocative, and different approaches taking to your voice and stuff like that. Want to talk a little about how the songs come together, the songs themselves?
Yeah, well, clearly there's not much verse, chorus, verse, bridge, right, chorus going on. And we did that with a very strong intention. I like songs that have things that go on and repeat, themes repeat, words maybe repeat over and over again to the point that the listener can really start to feel something rather than thinking something. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's a lot of repetitive themes, both instrumentally and lyrically, instead of having conventional song structures, we built the dynamics to have the impact, rather than having a lot of chord shifts and that kind of thing.
And you and Sterling, having played so long, Sterling, you had that. I'm guessing you guys kind of fell into the same kind of mindset pretty quickly on this project, yeah?
Yeah, Grant and I, we do go back almost, it's been 30 years.
God, don't say how many.
Yeah, it's been a while. We go back a long time, and we've, over the years, our influences, we've listened to a lot of the same things. The way Grant writes for a drummer, it's real. We don't have to work very hard to find our pocket. Some of that is because we have played together for so long, but a lot of it is because Grant's writing brings you into that rhythmic space. You don't have to. The best thing you can do as a drummer working with Grant's music is to let it enter you, and then just push it right back out with feeling. It happens naturally. It's hard to describe. You don't have to think about it too much. In fact, if you did, you'd probably be making it less good.
And Sterling's, you know, his taste for, you know, say industrial dance, you know, what he and R&B equally, you know, what he brings to this is just this kind of nothing but the pocket approach that is so fitting to the songs, and it also makes the stuff so powerful. And there's and he brings a almost a mechanized feel to it. And none of it is mechanized. It's all very real time. But this whole nothing but the beat approach is just what this music needs, and he's doing it all with a very small and spare kit. I mean, again, you know, back to minimalism. You know, we're just not using much in the way of instrumentation to, you know, to get this record done. It's a lot more fun to play that way too. You don't have to. You know, I'm not trying to get on the cover of Modern Drummer magazine. You know, I want the songs to have that feel, and you can actually relax and inhabit the song and feel the feelings along with the, you know, as you're playing it, if you're not worried about, you know, the next fill coming up or your double kick pattern and all that crap. You know, it's like you really can just relax into the groove, into the feel, into the pocket, and that's all I want to do is feel that and live in that while I'm playing.
And mission.
And that stuff, you know, all that other styles have their places elsewhere, but not
right,
not
this,
here. You know,
not this.
Right, and you've achieved your goal because the whole thing just propels along. It feels very driving, but yet held back. I don't know how to describe it. It's like it's like you're in the pocket. You know, it's moving. It's you're guided forward. It's a very interesting effect that you guys have playing together,
and
very enjoyable. It moves, and what about? Let's talk about when this was recorded. How'd you do it? When did you do it?
We tracked here in Atlanta in September of 2020.
Okay.
And we only took 4 days to make the record, and we were really prepared, and we just didn't want to fuss about, and we wanted the record to have a real immediate feel to it, so. Everything you hear on the record is first and second takes, and first and second live takes, and then we immediately went out to Los Angeles, and Ethan Allen mixed the record out there.
Wow, that's quite an accomplishment unto itself, getting things turned over that quick creatively. That's great.
Yeah, again, you know, trying to avoid overproduction and cluttering things.
Right. Right. If you don't give yourself the time, you can't drop something, right? So it's all good.
That's really true. So we, you know, once we were done, you know, we mixed, we immediately went to mastering. And, you know, we had to sit on it for a while and kind of figure out, put together a plan on how are we going to do this given the restraints of COVID and not being able to really tour right now. And so we decided to just hold on to it for a few months and then, you know, we're still not prepared to go out and do any full tours. That'll hopefully happen in the new year.
Right. Well, things are opening up in lots of parts. How are things down in Georgia these days?
Not great. You know, I think people are behaving like things are better than they are. So you know, I remain cautious.
Good. Yeah, that's the whole thing. It's a team effort, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you have any plans? Did you have anything booked prior, or did you anything specific that was booked beforehand that had to be canceled, or you just were waiting for the album to come out?
No, we didn't. But
okay.
We have but two shows that we're going to do right now, just to you know, celebrate the release of the record. We're playing Birmingham, Alabama. At the Nick on this Thursday, and then
We'll debut here in Atlanta on Friday evening at the Ural, and then we're just going to lay low for a while after that. I mean, we do plan on touring in the new year, and we've got a going to be starting a radio campaign fairly soon, where we're going to, you know, that's going to be specialized. We're going to be you know, targeting college radio and specialty radio and community radio.
Well, that's great. That's exciting. Yeah, it's exciting. It's going to be, I, you know, when you guys come up to New York, you have to let me know and we'll do this again. And
we will
absolutely promote and come and see you. And because it's going to, I'm sure it's going to be a great, great live show, because as you just pointed out, most of this record was recorded pretty much live. And the feel is all there. So it's going to be great.
Yeah, we're excited about it. Definitely.
How can people get their hands on this release right now?
The availability is currently limited to streaming through SoundCloud. We like the cleanliness and simplicity of that platform. And we also like being able to put our stuff out on there without having to use a third-party distributor. And then you can also download the music by Bandcamp or purchase a CD.
Okay, so all those things are available on your Bandcamp, right? And that's Flood Twin Bandcamp, right?
Floodtwin.bandcamp.com, and
right.
And you can find links to all that and more information about the band at floodtwin.com.
And I like the fact that you guys are keeping it tight like that, because there's just, you know, as we all know, people love having more stuff out there that people can get on all platforms, but they give little or, as you well know, little or nothing back to the artist. And
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we're far more concerned with all things artistic than we are with the commercial aspect of things. But that said, I mean, sure, we want our music to get out and proliferate as much as possible.
Right.
But this is what feels right for us.
That's great. And obviously anything can expand at any time and go different ways, but it's a great, I like that model. 'Cause I always send people, anytime I interview somebody, I send people to their Bandcamp, and, that's the way to go. So that link will be on our website on the Finns Revolution playlist for the day, by the end of this show. And, just so everybody knows out there, this, this broadcast, this interview, and adjacent information to that shall be on our podcast tomorrow evening. So you can just search out the Finns Revolution podcast, and you'll get there. That'll be up tomorrow. Guys, I have to tell you, I am thrilled with this record. It's going to get a lot of play here. And I'll be spreading the word here, as well as in other stations where we know people, and spreading the word. And it's a really solid, great record. Congratulations!
Thank you so much, Ben. We really appreciate it, and we'll be happy to talk about your show and try and support your station.
Oh, thanks, Grant and Grant Curry and Sterling, the bass player and drummer, respectively. Of Flood Twin, thank you so much for joining us on Finns Revolution on WUSB Stony Brook, my friend.
Have a great evening.
You guys too. We're going to go out with America, I think. So let's give that a crack.
Okay.
This appropriate.
Yeah, you're right.
You got it, man. See ya.
Bye bye. America.
America from Flood Twins' brand new self-titled release, which you guys can check out. Just go to the website, you'll find the link and all the rest of that. In the meanwhile, Patty Maloney passed away. We're going to obviously switch gears a bit here. But Patty Maloney just passed away. He is leader of the Chieftains, the most amazing, long-standing Irish traditional band. And we're going to hear a little something classic, O'Sullivan's March from the Chieftains, and a little goodbye to Patty Maloney. Fond farewell to Patty Maloney, who left this green earth on today at the age of 83, and of the Chieftains. And we'll get to some more Chieftains. We'll put together a show maybe next week about them. But yeah, in the meanwhile, it's also the birthday of, I try not to do death days unless it actually happens on that day, but it's also the birthday of Patanizio of the Smithereens, and this comes from something back in the day when I was in a band that used to share stages with them on regular occasion, places like the Dive in Manhattan, a whole bunch of places. But yeah, so this is called, this is the demo version of Strangers When We Meet, which was familiar to me back in the day, seeing them live. Happy birthday, Pat.
See in your head, golden silverly placed at your feet, my dear. But I know you choose me instead.
Slipstream, as she is slipping beside him in the snow.